11 Supreme Court justices were sworn in the country's new highest court.
I now invite your lordship to take the oaths required of you by law.
The new court building is on London's Parliament Square, next to Westminster Abbey, and across the square from the Houses of Parliament, where the Law Lords Court used to be. Senior lawyer Hugh Tomlinson says the move is important.
Many people were confused in the old days between the House of Lords as a court and the House of Lords as a legislative body. And a new Supreme Court will get over that confusion. It will symbolically reinforce the independence of the judiciary, which I think is a very good thing.
The court is promising open access, televising proceedings for the first time in British history. Another improvement, says Tomlinson.
I think televising proceedings is a very good idea for two reasons. Firstly, it will enable people to see how seriously the cases are taken and how the argument is done. And secondly, it will lead to both the lawyers and the judges perhaps expressing themselves in a clearer and more publicly accessible way.
But not everyone thinks the invention of a Supreme Court for Britain is a wise decision. Lord Newburger, a former law lord, warned the creation of the court was meddling with Britain's constitution and could have unforeseen consequences. Lawyer Dan Tench says Newburger is not the only one concerned.
And what people are particularly looking for is whether our highest court will now take a more aggressive approach against Parliament and against the executive and be more intervening in their decisions.
That would be like the American Supreme Court, and Tench says the British version will not end up that way.
I think that's very unlikely. The British judiciary in many ways is very set in its ways, and I think that the time-honoured customs of the British judiciary and its approach is unlikely to become Americanized.
Its decisions will be widely watched, he says.
The highest court in the United Kingdom are extremely influential around the world. They obviously have some influence in the United States, as indeed decisions of the United States Supreme Court are influential over here.
The court's first case involves human rights and terrorism. The case challenges the British government's right to create laws without a vote in Parliament. Six terrorism suspects have had their assets frozen, even though they have not been convicted of funding terrorism. Jennifer Glass for VOA News, London.